just want to finish the shiurim and pass up Baba Kisnim. We'll try to be mevar a couple of halachas that we didn't go through yet. There's one kind of maichol. It's called like a wrap. What is the seder of the maichol of the wrap? So, Batsim, it comes from Mexico. And the real way they do it is, it's flour and water. But they do it very soft. It's similar to a lafa. It's a little bit thinner from a lafa. A little bit sweeter. A little bit more oil. But this Batsim is the wrap. Now, the seder of the wrap is, you don't nash a wrap. You take a wrap. It's on some packages. A couple offers how to serve. Or you could make shawarma and put it inside, they offer you there. There's another offer to do tuna with eggs. It's on the car in the package, another offer to make like a salad, with avocado. Good ideas. Especially today, I washed and I ate, you know, I washed a mitzi and bread. I ate the wrap to know exactly what it is. And it's two kinds. So someone got me two packages. One package is from England, it says on it to make a mitzi. And one package from America, it says on it to make mezain. The agreements are different, they tag put different things inside. But we'll go to Seder Advarim. We'll try to learn what is the emes. What a person has to do when he eats this kind of machol. So the real wrap, the one, the English one, the one that is made regular, the way it was done in Mexico, is they take flour, they take water, they mix it together, and they make this thin wrap. And then if you want to eat it, with a salad, with a rama, with a chicken, with a tuna, you wrap it together. And then for sure this wrap is a mitzi. There's no shaila about it, there's no reason that it will be mezainis. It's a regular bread. It's a regular bread. So be'etzem, the normal echatim, so we'll see later, maybe it could be tzdadim, of a Bahamas, the regular wrap has to be a mitzi. How some wraps, some people think that they're mezainis. So some say, okay, you know, normal bread has a bread, has a pita. This is a little bit sweeter. This is a little bit sweeter. So the mele, maybe it's like a cake. Oh, but that is for sure, it's not sweet enough. Even the sweeter ones that I ate today are very similar to lafa. They have like a bad smell even. Just me, when you eat it, you get used to it. So what am I saying? If you smell it, it's mamash, you don't want to touch it. But if you start to eat, don't stop. So what they did, the American companies, the American Hechsherim that wanted to give it the Hechsher, they made it, it says in the package, that they make it 2/3 apple juice and 1/3 water. 2/3 apple juice and 1/3 water. What they gain? I'm trying to explain. They say like this, time to make it sweet, first it's not so sweet. And even if it would be sweet, we explained that the other shiurim, the fear of Shiva Zaman, it will not help. Because it's not made for a nash. It's worse from a berekas. A berekas, you also, no one eats a wrap only to eat the wrap. No one. You don't even snack, you know, a cracker, you could say it's made to put it with tuna, with eggs, with a herring, but people eat crackers on their own. No one eats a wrap on his own. It's not a mahalach b'chlam. So even if it would be a little bit sweet, be'etzem, even if it's a cookie, we said Rav Shmuel Zalman holds a cookie that is made to eat doesn't have a din of a cookie. Not everyone was masking. We said from the Emek Broche that could be Pshas Chazal decided what is passive of a kisnim, things don't change. But we said, Rabshom Zalman says, Lekula, we spoke about it, Lekula, that things that even that, like Mzeh Yisrael, the Tzadet, could be that if something is not Mzeh Yisrael, but something that is made for eating, Mederich Arai, it's called mezeinus. All different little kind of crackers. Could be it's flour and water. Oh, but it's a cracker. It's a cracker. It's not a pas. It's a cracker. This is what we brought down all the rayas. This is the reason we said it's not three shittas we passing. Oh, but here it's the chumrah. And also it's not sweet. Lamaise doesn't have a taste of a cake. So the answer is, they put 2/3 of water. What is the maile that they put 2/3 of apple juice? We brought down already that most poskim hold that if it's roiv meperes, even if you don't feel the sweetness, it has a din of mezeinus. Even if you don't feel the sweetness. So b'meile they do roiv meperes, and while they do roiv meperes, has a din of mezeinus. This is the first level. This is what it says on the package. That it's shtei shlish apple juice and 1/3 of water. But we explain, that's not right and not enough. Because again, we said that even if it has a din of passive bekisnim, that the first problem is, we don't have a sweetness. To take care of the problem of the sweetness, they put 2/3 of water and 2/3 of apple juice. So when you have 2/3 of apple juice, even if you don't feel the sweetness, has a din of passive bekisnim. But we said from Shabbos Zalman, that if it's made kvayal of suud, like a pizza, it doesn't help, it becomes a mitzi. But like Rav Shmuel Zalman said, even if three sheetahs, what is passive of a kisnim? Chocolate cake, or pretzel, or strudel. But we said we pass in everything, because everything that is not mainly kvayal suud is called mezeinus. But something that is made for a meal, this is the reason Rav Shmuel Zalman holds a pizza, even if you take one bite in the pizza, it's made to eat. While it's made to eat, but mainly you have to make a mitzi. So they say, no. The Lahiris Lenosel, we brought down the other Shiurim, says that when something is made with 2/3 of apple juice, it's different. If it's made style with chocolate cake, or it's made with raisins, or with sugar, then Takid Aloch is, we have to see if it's made Lesuuda, it's Hamaiti, if it's made Lemezainis, it's Mezainis. But if it's Nilosh Memeperes, it's a andere Hefze, and while it's a andere Hefze, B'meile it gets a halacha pasabo bekisnim, even if it's made. And on this, they wanted to rely the rap people to sell raps mezainas. That it's 2/3 of apple juice, so even if you don't feel the sweetness, A, B, even that it's made likvara suda, stays mezainas. This group of people are standing in the same line as the people that say that it's a musik of mezainas role. Mezainas role is the same problem, you don't feel the sweetness, it's made for the meal. I'm always thought that it's not, but then we decided that it's made for a meal. And we said maybe they don't serve it in American chassid, but we last this was old machzor. But we said that it's made for a meal. This was that as well. Most poiskim didn't like it. Most poiskim signed the kol koyre, but the hechsherim, the badatz gives the hechsher, the chama they sell. Was that as well, right?
Even if it's bro made Paris after a certain amount, comes. The washer anyway.
No, wait, we get it before that. No. So first the base. No, I'm trying to explain. And especially in this kind of ma'acholim, the chokhmah is to know the klolim. And we start to go. First, the dough. I'm eating this dough. I want to know, what is the broch of this dough? I'm taking a bite. For example, first time in my life I saw a wrap today. I mean, it's already a couple of kinds today. So I wanted to taste it. I was not planning to confess with it. I just wanted to taste it. But even if I want to bite one bite, I have a suffix, maybe it's a bread. And a bread, you don't have to be kaveh suda. If you eat one bite in an angel bread, you make a mitzi, right? One bite in the challah, even if it's sweet, you make a mitzi. So for that they say, no, we have 2/3. So if you don't feel the sweetness, it's called a cake. Oh, but the answer is, if it's made for cake, if it's made the kaveh suda, moist poiskim hold, that it becomes a mitzi right away. They say, no, we have the lahiris lenosin, that is medayik, the shukhanot, and the marsham. that 2/3 of water is a Magdash of Noach Harav, it's a Chefetz of Mezoinus, and even if it's made Likvaya Suda, it goes into the category of Pasla Baba Kisnim. But in Mezoinus rule, there's another two Heterim that don't apply by us. Again, we spoke against Mezoinus rule. Well, we said, Klal Yisrael have Mezoinus rule. What was the heterim of Mezoinus rule? The second heterim of Mezoinus rule is Giboyit. That Be'etzem Chazal said, that I want to explain, not two more heterim. We'll go like this. We have a shayla if it's bread or cake. So they say it's called a cake. Say. Now we have another problem. Even that it's a cake, even if it's a cake, Chazal said that when you eat a cake, the shiur of kviya seuda of a cake, if you eat dalet beitzim, you have to muash. So even if we'll say that the wrap has a din mezoinus, even if we'll say that it has a din mezoinus, but you have to eat a shiur. So they said, okay, so what is the problem? Mezoinus roll and wrap, how much I eat. The whole wrap together, put them together, is one egg, two eggs, is that arba beitzim? I eat one mezoinus roll and then I eat the whole suda and the plate. Right? So the people that hold the mezoinus roll as mezoinus say, you're right, it's a shiur kviya suda, but we're not eating shiur kviya suda, we're only eating one piece, two pieces. We're not eating arba beitzim. Right? What our taina is, even if it's a cake, but the Mogen Avraham says that even that the shiur is arba beitzim, but if you eat it together with something else, we measure it lefi derech sheshar bnei adam regilim likvaya olav. So b'meile we have a taina of the people that eat mezoinus rolls. How are you eating mezoinus rolls? Even if it's mezoinus, you're right that you're not eating arba beitzim, but you're eating it together with a whole meal in the plane, you're eating it together in the wedding. So how you can make mezoinus? Right, this is the time. I'm not eating arba beitzim. Arba beitzim is a lot. Mezoinus rolls, maybe sometimes you come to arba beitzim. And a wrap, for sure you're not coming to arba beitzim wrap. But, if you eat it in Shavuot, answer the people that eat mezoinus roll. And say, yeah, we said in the shiurim before that Rav Shlomo Zalman is medayik that this Mogen Avraham is only also if you eat it together with the food. Lelafes boy. But if you eat a mezoinus roll and then you eat the meal, then the Mogen Avraham never said it. The Mogen Avraham only said when you eat it together, lelafes boy. Our first raya that we bought was from the Ramah. The Ramo yells on the Sfardim how they could say that a sweet cake is mezoinus. We eat challah in Shabbos and we make a moitzi. What he wants. In Shabbos we eat the challah the whole meal. But we don't eat it together. The mele, tainet of Shulam Zalman, mezoinus roll, and the Derech HaChaim, if it's mezoinus, it's not a problem. But Reb Moshe Feinstein yells on the tshuva that because you eat it with andere zachen, you have to be choshesh to Mogen Avraham, it's not true. This is a good answer. And mezoinus rule. But in a wrap, it's a chetz of a wrap. You eat it together. Because if it's not together, you'll have to make a bracha on what's inside. It's not enough to make a mezoinus. The Talmud says, we hold this one thing. It says, Ma'am Shalafu is a pats. The Mele, the Kula is not shy here. The Kula is not shy here. So we lost one of the coolest. It's a big chumrah. Then we lost one of the coolest. Even if we will say that it's like a mezoinus roll, and we will accept that a wrap goes in, like they say, 2/3 apple juice. So it's mezoinus. They write lefi the poiskim that it's mezoinus roll, and most people don't like it. But even so, Lamosh, you're eating it together. So the Bosh, we said pizza. What the Hashem that give pizza mezoinus, they rely on that they do it with milk. Right? That's what we explained. We are choishesh, the same thing we choishesh in mezoinus rolls. We choishesh in the pizza that it's made for a kviya suda. But again, the people that want to make mezoinus, they rely on the mezoinus roll that it's called mezoinus. So they rely that the pizza is called Passover Bikisni because it's made with milk. This is what they rely on. Most persons don't accept it. Most persons don't accept it. They hold that it's called a Moitzi. But even if they will accept it, we have the second problem, eating with andere Sachen. So in Mizonis rolls, you don't have the problem. In Mizonis, you don't have the problem. It's another kule that the Mizonis roll people rely on. The Birki Yosef says that he doesn't hold from the Morgan of Hope. Doesn't hold from the Morgan of Hope. Only if you're in a Zayin Sfardim hold, even if you're in andere Sachen, it doesn't count. Morgan Avraham is a chidush. And I will explain the lomdas. Chazal decided that these kind of things are not called bread. They're called cake. But they said, if you eat shir suuda, it's a moitzi. So, zog the Morgan Avraham, nosatu dvorecho l'shiurim? Mistaba, there is a fixed amount. That is the reason that Poskim say has to be davened beitzim. Chazal have to kaveh. Ari be'etzim, it's a bread. Just because it's made different from a bread, they made on it a mezoinis and not a moitzi. This is the way Chazal will kaveh. Tell me mezoinis and not a moitzi. So they said you have to eat them out because you're eating it with andere Sachen. So what if you fool? Ari, it's not a real bread. It's not bread. We said, pasta, these things are not considered bichlal bread. These things are bread. It's pasta b'kislim. So Chazal said, if you eat it b'shir k'fiz suda, yes or not? So the Morgan Avraham is mechadesh, if I eat it like a meat, a meal is also mitzvah. So the Birkei Yosef, it's not true. Hey, even if it's true, it's only if some poskim can say, if you kuveya on it. So we said, Shmuel Zalman says, if you eat it mamish together, even if not, and you decide to eat it. Say this is very important, again, we'll speak in a second, again, the Burekas. So if you eat a mezonos roll, and you eat the meal with the mezonos rolls, you take a kaveh on it. Zogt Rav Vosner, he holds like this. Morgan Avraham, some people say he's wrong. Okay, Chofetz Chaim passed, then we have to be choishesh to him. Some say he's wrong. Chofetz Chaim said it. Zog Rav Vosner comes to me in Cheshbon like this. How much is Shiur Kviya Suda? Some poskim say Dalet Beitzim. Some people say a whole Suda. And we said the Ruch HaShulchan says 20 Beitzim. Like Chotzi Oimer. Because the Keshbocha gave them an Oimer and they ate it half in the morning. So we know this is the Shiur of a meal. Okay, no one is making so much like that Shiur. But we have other Arba Beitzim, other Shiur of a Suda. We see in the poskim Arba Beitzim is the lowest. Shir Suda is like 8 or 6, we said. And then the big Shir. So the Morgan Avraham says like this. The Shir is Arba Beitzim. Really. If you eat it with andere Sachen, so, forget, I'm sorry. The Morgan Avraham says like this. The Shir is Beitzim, Sudas Erev Abayker. 8. If you eat it with andere Sachen, you don't have to have so much of the bread, you're allowed to count all the other things that you're eating together. So the Rav Vosner, but not less from Dalet Beitzim. The Morgan Avraham is the shita that holds that not Dalet Beitzim. Shir Boiker Ve'erev, 8. Came the Morgan Avraham said, if you eat it with andere Sachen, you don't have to eat 8. But less from Arba, less from Arba, even with the Morgan Avraham, doesn't work. That when we learn Mishnah Berurah says Arba, then he brings the Morgan Avraham. So Morgan Avraham has to be less than 4, because Mishnah Berurah says Bichoshesh to 4, and Morgan Avraham says if you eat it with andere Sachen, but the Morgan Avraham himself says the Shir is not 4, the Shir is 8. Kishu, but if you eat it with andere Sachen, you don't have to have 8. But how much you have to have? Zok the Rav Vosner b'Cheshbon, about you have to have Dalet Beitzim. Yes, the Cheshbon, I'm not going out to the Cheshbon that he died is. But Meile Rav Vosner says, it's not mokum to be choishish to Morgan Avraham if you eat less than Dalet Beitzim. Meile, if you eat a mezainis roll, if it's mezainis, even if you're eating it with andere Sachen, you have two kulis. First, you didn't eat it mamish together. And if you're allowed to put him, it's not Morgan Avraham. Maybe the Morgan Avraham is wrong. And even if he's right, you have to eat Arba Beitzim. So if you eat one mezainis roll, it's not a problem. Meile Rav Vosner says, even that he's saying not to eat mezainis rolls, but if you ate chas v'sholom to make birkas hamazon, and you don't have to make birkas hamazon. Now again, this is if mezainis rolls are really sweet. He doesn't go into it in that shuvah. He says you ate a cake. He ate crackers. Not mezayin as well. And you ate it with a whole meal. He says, if you didn't eat it lelafis, you have a sveik sveiker. Maybe we're going to have home is wrong. And even if he's right, so la'alocha, he paskins also, as a whole sefer, la'alocha, even if you ate it with andere zachen. They say, even if you ate it lelafis, even if you ate it lelafis, they say, you have a sveik sveiker. So if we're going to have home is right, and even if the Mugen Avram is wrong, maybe the Fidish Chanoch Rav, you have to have Arba Beitzim. So if you ate less from Arba Beitzim, you're not chayav. So again, so the people that want to be maker to eat the Mezeinus roll, again, they have to pass two bumps. First, they have to know that Mezeinus roll is Mezeinus. Could be it's a bread, because it's not sweet. So, okay, they say, Shtikutei Reroiv. But it's made for a meal. They say, but Marsham Shem Nishtas. After they say that, but they're eating it with andere Zachen. But they don't eat it together. Yeah, but some people are Machmir. But they didn't eat Arba Beitzi. So this is the Kula. Again, we are Choshesh, we stop in step A. And maybe it's bread. But if we don't stop in A, it's easy, we have a word to be saying. This is the reason we don't have to put signs against the people that eat Mezeinus roll. But against the wraps, we have to put up a sign. Why? The wraps, kimat don't have a heter. Why? First, mistam has bread. It's made for bread. And you're eating it together. The whole wrap you eat together. You have the other kula, you didn't eat the al beitzi. And you have the kula, maybe the Mugen Avram. So, Ba'ezim, Rapazda says, I don't want to have a sveike. Maybe Mugen Avram is wrong. And even if he's right, he didn't have a beitzi. Oh, but here you have a sveike l'chumre. Maybe it's a bread. He speaks in the cracker. So, B'meile, so when someone gave me a wrap, I would not wash on the wrap. I would eat a piece of bread to be Yitzah al-Shittas. So it comes out that the ones that do mezainis, they're doing such an avla. Because the free people have a problem to wash it. So I'm trying to explain. Some people, oh, mezainis was a moitzi, wash. Again, you have a word to be samech, and you have a word to be samech a lot. I tell my kids to wash to make a moitzi and pizza. And the people that make a moitzi and pizza, even if it's made with milk, they can make a moitzi and the wrap also quietly. Sign them inside the American one, and for sure the English one, that is taka, and the agreement is made from flour and water. It's not even apple juice. Then it's mamash pas gomel. It's mamash pas gomel. But I'm saying, the ones that want to be machmir, and the same thing in a pizza, like we said, even that it's made with kviya suuda, so if you eat taka shiur dal beitzi, or shiur that you're regular to eat, so in the pizza, I'm just explaining, it's a little bit easier. Because in the pizza, the ma'isa, you eat from the pizza, shir kvi suda. Even if you don't get the alba beitzim in the pizza, no normal person eats two slices, yeah? No? Not sure. I thought the book that I saw today says you have to have two pieces. So I'm not going to. No, we don't go if you wait, we go if you mitzias. Nine eggs. Maybe in America they have bigger slices, I don't know. Well, nine kazesi maybe, so. No, nine. But, anyways, but in a pizza, the mice, when you eat two slices, you eat pochas yoyser, arba beitzim, or at least eating three beitzim. The Mishnah says three or arba beitzim. So, b'meile, there it's easy to say that the ma'ise, even if it's mezainis, the ma'ise has kuvah shir sud on it. And a wrap, it's a little bit harder because the wrap himself is a very small amount, really. You put the wrap together, maybe gets the egg. So the wrap is a bit harder. So, about the ikar adin, be'etzem, about the. And I thought a wrap it away as a mile. Pizza the mice is passable. It's sweet. Has cheese on it. They put the milk, that even if it's derech likvoya, they hold from the marsham. But be'etzem, it's sweet. A wrap be'etzem is not sweet. So you have to start with the first kula, and if it's two-thirds, you don't have to have sweetness. I'm explaining, it's so much tzdodim lechumre to be machmer in the wrap. Mele, I don't see a way, and it's mamash apele. So Choshev Talmid Chochem asked me today, I was sitting in the room preparing, and I had all of the wraps there. So I told him, I ate one today. Tell me, what is the echshir? It's an American, you know, what is the American echshir? And I don't understand you. The people that, how you can rely on such people? So what do you mean? People that say mezonos, they don't know how to learn. You're relying on the echshir. When this rav doesn't know halacha, so how are you eating it? But he doesn't know the sugya. So maybe he doesn't know kashrus also. Because it's not chokhem asked me, like, he doesn't know how I ate. It's mezuyim mitoichoy. He's machshir ganz klal Yisrael. No, and mezonos is what we explain. Mezonos one has much more kulis. Ramesha says, you have to. The whole tzad is because we're not eating it together. The chum shechanoch harav that you have to eat arba beitzim, it's a chumre. And all the lights for him in halacha, they don't bring that kulis, that you have to eat arba beitzim. When something that you could have together. Mishnebuah, you mean the new Mishnebuah, they don't bring the tzad, you have to eat arba beitzim. With the likutim. Mishnebuah says, Mogen Avraham, some say you have to eat mamish together, some say you don't have to eat it together. So that is the kula of the mezonos roll. How about the wrap? It's kimat. Very shvachi kulas. Very shvachi kulas the wrap has. But the kula is that it's shte, that it's sweet, even though it's not sweet, and because the marsham, and even that you're eating it together, but you need arba beitzim. That is your kula. Your kula is that you need arba beitzim. This is the kula that they have. Or the Mogen Avraham is nicht gerecht. Now, could have been another heter and the rap. The grade, the few would I send someone to call and to speak to the company of the rap today. And the rap, we don't have this kula, but it's nogeta the next ma'acholim that I want to go through. As another halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Samaches, I have a feeling that here is Be'etzem a Pesach to a lot of kulas, even that the poskim don't bring it down. It's halacha like this: if someone takes a dough and he cooks the dough instead of baking it, he cooks it or he fries it with oil. Not with a little. Shmuel says if it's mamish, a little bit of oil just not to get burned, but he wants it to have a taste of oil. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't make a moitzi. Even that it looks like bread. Even if you ate a lot. Cooking is mafkir Hashem lechem. A tnai of lechem is baked. Not cooked. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings down the yeshoimrim. That if it's cooked, even so, you have to make a moitzi. Because when it was dough, it was a real dough. Chashulchan explains, but it has to have a shape. If it's mamish cooked, it's garnished, it has to have a shape. Zog d'shchanoch v'aloche kedeo rishoyim. That cooked is not mezoinis. Yerushomayim l'yecha b'teicha sudo. Kim b'teicha sudo. So me'ikir adin we paskin. Meikir Adin, we pass like the first shita, that if someone takes dough and cooks it, it's mezoinus, even if you eat a lot. Yerushomayim is choishesh. Zog the Mishnah Ramo, what Yerushomayim is choishesh is only if it looks like bread. But if it looks like lokshen, kegoin lokshen, you're allowed to eat a lot and it stays mezoinus. You're allowed to eat a lot and it stays mezoinus. Because it doesn't have a toyer of a lechem. This is the reason Sai Lokshin even fell for. and Petitim, all of these things, they have in yeshiva. Again, there it's not the pshat, they just put it in a little bit oil not to get burned. Why don't I explain? It needs to be cooked first, they put in water, b'derech klal. And even the ones that do without water, they put oil to cook it in the oil. It's not only to warm it and not to get burned. Then it'll be hard pieces. It has to be, the way it works is cooked. This is the reason. Azay zok de ramo. Zok, what would be, but if you take the lokshin, you take bread, dough, you cook it, and then you bake it. What we do in the bagels, they do dough, they cook the bagel, and then they bake it. Shulchan Aruch, see, if you dal it, it becomes bread. So again, dough that was cooked is mezoinis me'ikar adin. Yerushalayim, aber me'ikar adin is mezoinis. Re-cooked, re-baked. So here's a big machlekes of Shulmazam and Rebbe Yashi. It's also going to get to chale, but today we're not going to the sugi of chale. What we do is, they have lokshin. Now, when you know how to do it, you know how you do a kugel? No, I mean, how you do a kugel? You take lokshin, what do you do with it? You cook them, you drain it, and then you put it in a pan and you put it into the oven. You don't take the lokshin out of that, when they're hard, you put them into the oven, there'll be no kugel. So, be'etzem, it's a hard dough. What they do, it's not even called cook that level. It's not a shayla. And then they cook it. And then they rebake it. Rebbe Yashiv holds it has a din of a bread. It's bread. So why is mezoinis? Because it's sweet. It's like going from a cookie. The lokshin, the Ramos spoke about a lokshin that was only shape of a lokshin, but was complete like flour and water. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it. So if it would be flour and water, a real bread that is cooked, it's mezoinis. Like a sufganiya, yeah? Donuts. So even if it's not really sweet, mi'ikar adin, it's mezoinis. Why? Because flour with water, cooked in a water, mezoinis mi'ikar adin. Yerushalayim le'echa b'techa suda. So we have to say why people are not, why donuts we eat on their own. I mean, Hanukkah donuts, yeah?
Looks like a roll. Doesn't look like a bread.
It's fried.
So what?
If it doesn't look like a bread, you
mean doesn't look like a bread. A lokshin is a shot if it doesn't look like a bread. A what roll makes you a bread? A wrap also doesn't look like a bread.
Looks like a regular roll.
By Uri, it doesn't look like a regular roll. Well, but, again. So, I'm skipping now why deer, the oilam make mezoinis. It's sweet, maybe it also has a sweet taste. You have to know. Shalaf b'chal helps when they put the jelly later, it's ready after it. It's not b'shas maise. It's not supposed. But we call mekoyim, but it's not a problem, because me'ikar adin, it's mezoinis anyways. It's only the Yerushalayim. The only problem is if the Yerushalayim needs to eat it b'tei chasuda. The aloha is that it's mezoinis. The aloha is that it's mezoinis. But if you kaveh suda in it, then it becomes a moitzi. No, the Torah says, even if you kaveh suda, it's not a moitzi. Why even if you kaveh suda, it's not a moitzi? Because it's cooked. So if you eat donuts, you can eat how much you want. Remember, I asked one once in the poskim if it's like that. So you can eat how much you want, but if you eat a lot, you go to the hospital. But me'ikar adin, again, me'ikar adin is mezoinis. So Rabbi Yashiv holds, so a kugel becomes a bread. So why? It's iso avo, they make it like a dough, and they cook it, and then they bake it. Know what? Why it's mezoinis and not a moitzi? Because the kugel is gishmak. Although the nafkamina is that if you eat 4 pieces of kugel, 5 pieces of kugel in the kiddush, because a moitzi. And not only that, Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's mischai bechala. Because now it's baked. I had the badatz took off chala already in the store when they did it, but the badatz take off chala from lokshin, they're planning that people will buy it and put it in the soup. So it's only chayv chalem in the rabbanon because it's aldas to cook, not aldas to bake. Then when you bake it, it's mischayv again. So again, so the ma'aser, the machmirim take off challah again after everyone knows. If you don't eat stam kugel, if no one took off challah after it, this is Rebbe Yashiv shita. Says no, this is cold that is cooked. It's not baked. You could see all the lokshins. It says bake means that it becomes like a bread. Here is the same cooked lokshin. You put them together in a shape. It's the same soft lokshin. Take Yerushalmi Kugel. It's the same soft lokshin. Just they put together and the mele. Shmuzamot Erebach Tainas, that this was one of the reasons that they ate Yerushalmi Kugel in Yerushalayim, because they didn't want them to be a kviz suda in the kiddush in the morning. So they made Yerushalmi Kugel because you can eat how much you want. There's no problem with kviz suda. You could eat chant after it. You could eat everything what you want. But she'engel fi Rebbe Yashiv, it's bad like eating cake. So then if you eat cake with a chant, we go back to the shana for the Morgan Avraham. Again, we said it's more kulis, that it's not b'derech kviz. We said more kulis and kiddushin. You know, we spoke last year that some cake, if you're not eating it b'tzura b'suda, people never eat a suda from Yerushalmi Kugel. Could be it's something that's not derech likvoya olav. It's not a mokim shekoyim olav. So, at the beginning I thought maybe the wraps will be cooked. But lemaisa, they baked in the oven regular, and not only that, they claim that they make the ones that say mezonos. And that's me. They say that they make it with a thick isa. The taste is mamish like a bread paste, and they put it in the oven and they make it regular. So there's no kulis in it. Now, came the poiskas manenu and said, "Oh, but I say they have a problem. You're not allowed to eat lasagna. Lasagna. I don't know if you saw how you do lasagna." Now you do lasagna, you buy these pieces, like the big noodles, like a big piece, like a very big noodle, looks like a wafer, and you put two or three in the bottom, you put cheese, and you put it straight in the oven, you don't cook it. So the chure, people don't cook it. You never did a lasagna. You did a lasagna once? I'm telling you, it didn't come out good. You don't cook it. It's rules. You don't cook it.
It's soft. It's soft. It's soft.
What?
It's soft.
It gets
cooked from the wood.
First has to be soft.
It gets cooked from the
wood.
First, you don't have to. And some pour a little bit of hot water in it. It's not cooked. It's not even cooked. It's maybe cholut, it's garnished. It for sure doesn't have the kugel from the Zalman to say that the kugel stays a kugel and they just put it in the heads and they want it cooked lakshin. Just they want it a little bit with a shape and they're a little bit putting it in the oven. The lasagna is cooked, lasagna dick. Just even if it's hard and it can't melt, so that kind that you have, you pour a little hot water from a kettle to soften it a little bit. But it's not the pshat, you're cooking it in that water. So some place we said l'chure. Again, it's not a problem because it's a mezoinus be'etzem, but it's like pasal b'kislim. Now here we'll have a problem because lasagna l'chure is not made for a snack. Lasagna is made for a meal. So l'chure, if it's made for a meal, l'chure it will be b'kosoi amoitzi. So Rav Scheinberg said that lasagna doesn't have a torisa in the halacha. It doesn't look like a bread. It doesn't look a bread with sweet things looks like a bread. Lasagna looks like a cheese thing. But it has waves inside, lines inside of dough. This doesn't make it a shape of bread. That makes sense. The idea, what I'm trying to say is that be'etzem we have to know that even though we're finishing the halachas, is another hope. That what Chazal say, it's not a shape of bread. Now the problem is that if they will leave it to us, we would say a wrap is not a shape of a bread, all the cakes are not a shape of a bread, and we'll change all of the halachas. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim is vaistois that these things have a shame of Torisa d'Nahal.
Do they have these things back then?
What?
Do they have this back then?
What?
grass and they run.
They had different things. We'll get to them in a second. They had. It says in the Shulchan Aruch. Trukim. She'oisim gumo bakiro. They make a hole inside the oven. Ve'noisnim bo kemach v'mayim. Ume'arvim shom. Mevor berim v'mezaynis. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says. They make it so soft, like a liquid. Reminds us of the pancake. Reminds us of the pancake. It's a liquid, very soft. This brings us the answer to what we call a pancake. And they do it in the oven. It's mezaynis. B'deloy kova. Dimloy oiso b'lilos irako. If it's soft and in the end you cook it, it's a moitzi. Because it's so soft, so b'loy kova, it's mezaynis. What?
I think it's fried, it's not fried.
Wait. This is cooked. Wait. Forget it. So, something that is soft and then is cooked, the etzim had to be a bread, but because it's made soft, even then later it becomes cooked and baked, it's mezaynis, and if you kaveh, it's a moitzi. Then you have turisa. They take flour and water, and they pour it on the kiro, and it spreads and it bakes. Einel of teiras lechem, ve'ein me'orach ol ha'boirin v'zeinis, ve'afilu kova su'udos ayom. That thing, b'chlal, doesn't have a shape of a bread. Now we have to know, what is that thing exactly? So, it's a shtigl mashma. In a way, it would look like a kind of wrap, be'etzim. You took a little bit of liquid, flour and water, and you poured it over the oven, and it spread around. Now, so when you see the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah Samashma, the Magen Avraham learns why. That it's very, very thin. Very, very thin. He says it's like a vafel. The Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah means that if you kiven at Seuda, the Magen Avraham said you do have to make a moitzi. So now, Be'etzem, so these are the two things we have here. We don't have them so clear. What is exactly this case? That it's very liquidy, and you pour it, and it spreads, and it bakes. So we will go to a pancake. The shaila is how we look at a pancake. We look at a pancake. Okay, so I want maybe to explain. A pancake has a reason to be mezaynis, not regardless of the sugya. Because it's gishmak, it's from eggs, it's sweet. It's lego from a cake. Yeah, I don't have to have reasons why to make a pancake mezaynis. Pancake is mezaynis because like every cake is mezaynis. Our noise is, the vikuach with poiske zmaneinu is, what would be if you eat arba beitzim from a pancake? But I will make it more complicated. We eat breakfast, egg, tuna, and pancake. We know that if we eat mezaynis with different things, the Magen Avraham said that it's a moitzi. If pancake goes into the aloche of pasa bo bekisnim, if it's called that it has to risa de nahame, so it's mezaynis because it's a pancake. It's mezaynis because it's a pancake. But when you eat shiur shel kviyas seuda, lechure, it'll be a moitzi. So, and zaysa broche, v'sein broche, all these kind of svarim, all of them say, if you eat arba beitzim from pancake, a moitzi. If you eat it with different things, a moitzi.
You don't use it to laugh.
Right. So, for sure, they say, okay. So if you eat arba beitzim, lefi Mishnah Berurah, you have to be choishesh. If you have other things, so lefi Mishnah Berurah, you have to be makbid. Lefi Mishnah Zaman, you could be maker. And they say, even if you could be maker, because it's not like the mezaynis roll that you're eating the meal on it. It's one of the things in the meal. And this is the reason they want to be maker.
Maybe
What?
Pancakes on bake.
Right. Now, what is pancake? It's a tigun. Now the Mishnah says if it's only oil that it will not burn, it's called like a afir. Today in the machines of the pancake, you don't have to put even kimat no oil. They have these, it's like black, I don't know how they call it, material. Yeah? You have like four boxes, you pour, and it's ready. You don't cook it in the oil. You only put oil that will not burn. If you put a little bit too much oil already, it spoils it. To be a mumchah, to put a drop, then it comes out very good. So, this is be'etzem, the big shayla. They claim that pancake goes into the category of possible bekisnim dehainu, that it's called tirusa de nahame. We are misupik. Za'aloche mispashet v'nimshach that doesn't have a shame of a bread. They claim that it has a shame of a bread. So I'm saying again, the coolest are be'etzem, if you don't need alba kabeitzim, so then, it doesn't make a difference that it has a shame of bread. I said again, because it's sweet. Or if you're not kuveya in it, or if you hold a kibshu mazama, if you don't eat it together, so you have what to be saimcha. So here, Be'etzim, we have the coolest of the Zionist role. Much easier. Much easier. The Moshel. The next vikuach that the poiskim have, and again, I think in the other case, it's more doimit. Blinches. So a lot of blinches are not made from flour. We're speaking of the blinches that are made from flour. Flour and egg, and it's... You're eating it with potatoes inside, and you're eating it with different things inside. So this is really mamish, made for a meal. So again, the mice of the blinches normally are made without no water. It's eggs and flour. You don't put water inside. So again, we have the shittas that even if it's made from milk, it has only the pasta babakisli. The ma'aseh, everyone is masking that it's pasta babakisli, the blinches. I think that the blinches bichlal don't have to risk it in ha'ame. Even that today, the blinches, you really do them in the same machine as the pancake. Things have been changed. The old real blinches were be'etzem similar to what you just poured something and it got burned. That you had like this, like, you know, like a thing that you put it, you dipped inside, and it catched on it. It was mamish like what a Shulchan Aruch brings down. Maybe it doesn't have a turista than a habit. Why I'm bringing these three zachen? Because be'etzem, here be'etzem, the argument starts. Some say, so why are we calling the some rabbanim claim that maybe the rap is also not turista than a habit? All of these things that spread. But again, and the minute that I heard that the raps are not made liquid, they're made with a dough, so then for sure it's turista de nahame. These things that are made liquid and they spread, the Mishnah Berurah really calls them that are mezainus. If you kaveh mitzuda, you chayev. So I'm saying, the poiskim claim that pancakes go into the turista de nahame. My feeling is that it doesn't have a turista de nahame. I don't know, I can't say dvorim brurim. But again, it's important if you eat it, for sure not to eat it together with all the stuff, to eat it separately, or at least for sure to try to be mindful not to eat alba beitzim. But if you eat alba beitzim, and it's something that comes for a meal, we explained last year that cake you could eat how much you want, because cake is not made for a meal. Cake is made for another kula, we said from Shul Zalman. Our pancake is made for a meal. Not made for a snack. That's what you serve for breakfast. You serve pancakes. So I'm saying, there are choshesh. Then the last thing is what we spoke about the berekas. So again, there's small berekas and big berekas. The small berekas, his broch has mezainis. Because it's also made for a nash, for a snack. If you eat it in a meal, so again, if you eat a small berekas, the question how you eat it. If you're not eating it with other things, it's not a problem at all. The question is what you do, if you eat Moshe, if you choshesh to Magen Avraham, and you eat Lefi Reb Moshe, So L'chur Moshe says, even if you don't eat it with the other things, you have to be choishesh. So like this. First, it's totally what part of it is. And I'll explain like this. If you might be not to eat arba beitzim from the berekas, you're already good. You're already good. Because you have also a tzir from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not enough. Then, if you don't eat the meal on it, the mezonos rolls, you kiveya the meal on it. Over here, especially the medium ones, before I get to the big ones, yeah, you're eating this, you're also eating a berekas. They someplace they serve it instead of the fish. People don't want fish, to give them a berekas. It's not the main part of the meal. So the Weltmeister say that even if you choishesh l'chav Moshe, that when you eat it together with different zachen, it's only when you kiveya and that the suda. But if the suda is the meat and the flesh, and it's nechasana, you're not washing your hands, and for the first course, you go to bris, you don't want to wash. The first course, they bring you the berekas. You're not kiveya the berekas, you kiveya the meat. There are medagim or genavulam im kova olav suda. If it's coming instead of the bread, and then even if you eat it with other zach, but if you're not kova ze suda, the mele is a mokim to be making. If you want to be machmer on yourself, so you make a lamichya after you ate the berekas, and then the things are not mitzvah. So again, if they bring you small berekas in a suda, if you eat 4 dalat beitzim, then you could have a problem because it's already, even if we say normally when you eat berekas, it's not considered shiur kviya suda, over here when you're eating a meal, and in the meal you're eating 4 berekasim, I'm saying arba kabeitim, it could be a shay. But if it's not the case, but the problem is that you're eating it with different things. And you know that when you eat it with different things, we have the mogen avom, the firm shom zaman, if you're not eating it together, it's not a problem. Fishul chanoch harav, if it's not arba beitim, it's not a problem. But you want to be choishish to Moshe. Avdem zogin the poiskim, the ikir is a shu kova alayim. But if it's not kova alayum, ikar adin is not a problem, even if you're eating them together in the same meal. Aroitzel ha'achmir will make alamichya and then he will eat the berekas. All of this is when it's a small berekas. If it's a big berekas that is made with meat, when ander is achim, so we said like this, me'ikar adin the brocha is a moitzi. Because it's made likvar yasud olav. Shemazam and Erba holds, Mishnebura holds that it's a moitzi. Mishnebura brings down and tofs kuf samaches, the last seif, that brichos is a moitzi. Even if you don't want to say brichos is a moitzi, here you already have the Mogen Avraham. Why? The main course today in Yom Chamishi, chutz today, Baruch Hashem, Zdu Mishvat, but normally, the main course, they give you like a circle, yeah? For the supper, the main thing is like, I don't know what it is exactly. It goes around and around, and it finishes. What else? You don't find anything else on the table. So this is the meal. So they claim this is called kovalov. Kovalov doesn't have to be mezonos roll in the beginning. If the main course is like a big bureka full with meat, this is called kovalov. And this you can be at the suda. What?
The main course or just...
The main course.
She's not getting us the main course.
Lama Shaleh. So this is the suda. Tonight, you cover all of. Tonight, you cover. So again.
Well, yes.
I don't know the Metzias, what are you doing in the Chasana? If you're not planning to eat here tonight, and you're eating in the meantime, the side dishes, it's not called kavod. But if this is... Look at the whole world is poor. And they're serving one thing. This is called kavod all of. So I'm explaining. The big ones have a problem. A, could be it's a moitzi to start off with, because it's not made for a snack. B, even without that, you have the Mogen Avraham. And here it's called kavod. So again, as the first reason, it's a big problem. It has to be a moitzi. And the second reason, that it's called kavod, and the Mogen Avraham, you all will have a shulchan aruch harav, that if you didn't eat arba beitzim, you're not chayav b'gas hamazon. And could be that we don't measure with andere zachen. We measure that you have to eat shiur kviya suda from this thing, and that you don't have it. So again, the etzah is, even the people that want to be maker, is to eat it separately for the meal, to make it a michya, and then to eat these borek. So I'm saying, the only thing that I'm not clear is the agdoref, kuf samaches, seif tesvov, and the things that spread like liquid and they go around, as the pancakes, because the pancakes have a shame to rise the name, I think the pancakes is a big mixture. In a lot of places, this is the breakfast, goes around camps in these places, the pancakes take a big place. And that day, the breakfast, this is the breakfast. And it's a kova life sometimes can be. Like what is serving today's breakfast? Today's pancakes. And some boys eat a lot. They take from different tables, but they... No, I'm saying, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. Some want to claim, I couldn't find a sefer, but I remember, to find a kula in the burekas, to claim that burekas is also not turisa de naham. I didn't find it now. I remember seeing it once. They claim that we know like the pretzels are not called turisa de naham, right? Because they're hard and crunchy. They claim that the burekas is a lot of layers of crunchies. Why thin and crunchy is not a bread? Because it's not a bread, no mushroom matzah. It's not a bread. So we say because people, so someone asked me, no, so maybe a wrap is also like a matzah. No, sorry, a wrap is soft. Soft is bread. Hard is not bread. This is what we see in the Mishnah Berurah. So, and pretzels, they say, even if you eat kashir, it could be you're not chayav. Because something that is hard is not a tzur of a bread. They want to claim that burekas is made that, you know, the leaf dough, all that thing that is made like leaves.
Pastry.
What?
Pastry
dough. It's not turisa denamen. This is what they call like a vefo. The Mishmur said it spreads and becomes like a thin vefer. So it's not so easy to be making, especially it's made really from a real dough. It's not made from liquid. When they make it, it's a real dough. But it's a real dough. What? Again, and we're not speaking on a moitzi. We're speaking on pasabo bekislim, as well. We're not speaking now to make a moitzi right away. We're speaking if it has the kule, if not bread. The Hanukkah we're saying like this: it's a sugi of bread, and it's a sugi of pasabo bekislim, and it's kind of tafshilim. Tafshilim is, you know, you eat cracker, you eat cereal. All these things are tafshilim. Pastas, are tafshilim. Things that you cook, they call tafshilim. Then we have bread, we have two kinds of breads. Pas of a kisnim, we learned the halacha that if you kaveh, it becomes like a bread. And bread himself is the halacha that if it doesn't have turisa de na'ame, tafshilim means mezoinis, that doesn't have, as mezoinis that doesn't have a shape of bread, mezoinis that has a shape of bread, and bread. And bread is another loop. Some breads are not considered bread because they don't have turisa de na'ame. A mushroom, a person takes a real bread and cooks it till it becomes changes the color and becomes mezainus. Matzah bread. I'm not going out to the halachas. Yeah, as a musig of bread without no liquid, without no changing it, it could lose the name. Now the question, the chokhmah is to find that some of these things. And this is what I was trying to find in the rap. It's not that. First, the beginning, I felt a very funny smell when I was holding it in my hand. So I thought maybe bichlal, it's like no one could eat it on his own. You only could eat it with something else. So maybe it doesn't have a tzur of a bread. Bread you could eat on your own. But then I realized, and I was sitting myself, I put it near me, and I put bread near me, and I found myself eating more and more from the rat. No, especially let the hands. That people eat, you know, even if it has a bad smell, but it may that you very quick get used to that smell. I'm trying to explain, is another kule in bread that if it's not turisa de na'ame, it's not bread. So if we'll find the moshul that pancake doesn't have a turisa de na'ame, so we have a eitzah. If someone will manage to explain to us that the pace of Burekas is not called a Torisa de Naame, but the motion, you know, I tell you, every time I come home, Rosh Hashanah, I come home now. So my wife does the Shabbos, you know, everyone is sleeping already, and the food is there. So, you know, the body works the whole day, so you want, so they have their deli roll. So I'm all, before I learn the sug is good, I will take a piece of deli roll. Now, Pashas is a moitzi. Pashas deli roll is a moitzi. You can't fry it to make terameh on a deli roll. Again, why? Because it's not made for a snack, it's made for a meal.
The way you're eating it.
But no, but I'm saying, this is not mitzvah kviyas suda shiboy. This is what we said, we give him Shabbos Amen, something that is made for a kviyas. And if, so if the paste, though, is taken made not with water, with margarine.
Pizza also.
Right? It's even one piece of pizza.
Right, but
one bite.
That's
a right, but so we said pizza meikar din is a moitzi.
Even though when the whole day is possible,
it's
when the guy makes the pizza, he's making it for a meal.
Right, right,
right.
Right, exactly.
So these people make
the zarnas. First, they're not right. And we said, there's soymech on the shulchanot and the ma'asham, that if it's made with milk, so then even if it's made for a meal, it has a shame of pasul b'kisin until you kivesud.
The dough for a deli roll.
So I said, if the dough from deli roll is made not with water, I don't know how that dough is made. If it's made not from water, so then you have a nutu b'seimach. You have a nutu b'seimach. Again, all if we'll say that this dough bichlal doesn't have a shame if turis is in the ha'am. So can't say it.